In this session, we're going to go outside of your business and yet still look at your strengths by asking other people, other sources, other communities who are never going to be your clients, not currently your prospective clients, not your existing clients, but nevertheless whose opinion about your business matter greatly. They might be people like bank managers who you might want to go to for a facility of an overdraft or loan to continue developing and expanding your business. But even more importantly, I'd like you to think about the future and think about a potential buyer of your business in the future. What will they be looking at objectively? Remember, they're not emotionally involved yet. They're not your clients who are deeply emotionally involved with you. These are really hard-headed, sharp-edged business entrepreneurs who will clearly see what's weak and strong in your business. Here's the question. How do they view what's happening in your business? How do they view your strengths? So we're going to take a simple list of questions asked by Mark Tiberghien. We've met him before in the Entrepreneur Foundation. He's CEO of Pershing Advisor Solutions in the States. And he just made a simple list of questions that buyers are likely to ask you and will examine the strengths and weaknesses of your business. So let's consider your strengths that you've identified and written down so far in this series of sessions, and let's look at how they compare with what external objective sources would question you and examine you about. Let's see how the two things match. Are your strengths what they require as strengths in a business? So let's have a look at the list now. We're looking at 15 very simple questions. They would look at your leadership. They look at the clear purpose, vision and strategy that's written down in your business. They'll understand whether or not you have a clear target market in mind. They'll want to know how heavily the business relies on the business owner. They'll want to know about your reliance on commissions versus fees paid directly by a client. They want to understand whether your business is heavily dependent upon investment assets under management. They want to know whether the staff's skills and strengths and attitudes and abilities are aligned with what your vision and strategy is all about, assuming it's written down. They want to know whether the compensation plan that you reward the partners, directors and support staff with or by reinforces the strategy that you think is important. They want to know whether your team skills are constantly upgraded, whether you receive systematic feedback from your clients. They want to know whether you have actual measurements and monitors of how you operate and perform every month. They want to know whether the business is managed just for your lifestyle's salary and income, or whether there's some real net profit sitting there to invest back in the business, which they could use if they bought the business from you. They want to know whether the key clients you have are far too old and whether the client base is actually dying on its feet. They'll desire to know whether the systems and structures you've created manage all of the above. And finally, they'll want to know whether the people, the systems, the brands, the clients are transferable should they wish to take them over. Now, we're going to examine a lot of those questions and create answers to them right throughout the business transformation program over the coming 12 months. But within the Entrepreneurial Foundation, simple question is this: whatever you've written down into your strengths, do they match those 15 points? Yes or no? So please have a look at that quickly now and then just tick off whether your points match these 15 value functions within a business which could be bought in the future. So why don't you have a look at that right now?